All right, welcome to ProFit Podcast, episode number 10. This is Shane Cook, your host. I'm sitting here once again with Tim. Tim, how are you today, champ?
Good, thanks, mate. Yourself?
I am over the moon. It's Thursday here in Adelaide, in Australia, and it means finals footy is here. Hooray! Cannot wait. One, first of all, let's get rid of this bye week. It's bullshit. Just so you guys know, we are going to talk footy. Footy, we're excited about it. We love it. There's four games. Hopefully we're done in 30 minutes. This bye week needs to disappear. We're going to break down every game. The sides haven't been fully released yet, as it is only Thursday mid-afternoon here, but they're basically signed, sealed, delivered. From what we know, there's not going to be too many changes outside of the norm, but let's start. Thursday night footy, 7:20. 8:10 if you're in freaking, I don't know, 7:50 if you're in some whoop-whoop state other than ours. And it is the Crows versus the Giants. Crows, massive out. Huge out. Early Brownlow medal favourite until round 9. We'll probably be leading it after there and then goes missing for 9 rounds. Rory Sloan out appendix. Is this that big?
I think it is. You look at their midfield now, like, take anyone's number one mid out, it changes things. And the Crows, I mean, they've only played, I think, seven times without Rory, and they've only won twice. I mean, there's probably more into that as to who they played and when was it, but the last time was last year when he was suspended against West Coast in the last game of the year, and that essentially cost the Crows the top four,
Yeah, it basically did. Crows win that, they finished top two. They lost, they finished fifth, I mean, or something
they,
like that.
Are they a better side now? Yeah, I think
they
so.
They are a better all-round side, 100%.
And as well, their three ends are quite big too. And
yeah, 100%.
I mean, Greenwood will...
I'm surprised they dropped him for the West Coast game. I don't know how I can pick Malira and Seedsman and all that all in the same side. I'm glad Greenwood's back. I'm really hoping that he stays in. The reason why the Crows started winning games again was because of Greenwood and Sloan and that just that hardness and the Crouch boys.
Do you think maybe they wanted to give him an extra week in thinking they're going to play three finals? Just to keep him, because I mean, it's his first year of footy since he was like 12 or something, so...
Second year of footy. He played all of last year.
I mean, look, obviously the medicos know what they're doing, the fitness staff, but I mean...
they do, but they said omitted this time around.
I mean, they can...
He travelled with them, he did everything, so I don't think it was rested. I reckon they legitimately just wanted to go with more pace on the outside over there.
I mean, if you travelled with them, surely you're playing. You don't waste a trip on him.
Well, that's what I mean. You don't waste a trip on Greenwood. He is by far in their best 22, and I don't care what anyone says, he is in the best 22 that the Crows are to win. He needs to play grand final day. That simple. If they want to win if they make it to the last day in September, he has to play.
Yeah, he's definitely in the Crows' best side. I do think Sloan's a big out.
Massive.
the midfield looks interesting now. I mean, I wouldn't say it's evened up because it was quite even to begin with.
It puts GWS's midfield ahead. I'm not going to lie. It does. It has to. Like, you've lost an A-grade mid and you're not going to replace him with another A-grade mid.
No, that's what I mean. If you take anyone's number one mid out, it's going to make a difference.
Yeah.
Time will tell how much difference it makes. I mean, the Crows are still deservedly favourites, but I'm kind of leaning towards the Giants.
Yeah.
I was anyway, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. And then with the Giants, I mean, they'd made a decision on Stevie J and gave him the boot, which is probably needed because he's...
I think it's the right decision.
Absolutely.
100%. Finals footy. Has CBJ been an X factor? Yes. Has he been a great footballer? Yes.
Not this Stevie J.
But this isn't the Stevie J we're used to.
No.
So what?
You can't carry people in finals.
No, not... He went there. I still think they gave him an extra year longer than what they should have.
I agree.
Unfortunately, his suspension probably cost GWS playing in a grand final last year.
Yep.
Not saying that, you know, anything other than that. I think that's cost them. They felt a bit sorry for him. They wanted to try and go around one more time.
You can't carry people into
Now you're at the end of the year, the pointy season.
He's not getting a fairy tale.
Is he in their best 26 players? Yeah. Is he around the mark? Yeah. But if they're actually now fit, you're he's in. You can't play him and Delidio in the same side.
Well, you look, I'm looking at the Crows back line. Who's he going to keep up with? None of them. They'll run off him.
Yeah, the only way he's going to get a goal is sneaking out the back, being smart slash cheeky like Jenkins. But
and that's what Toby Green's for.
Yeah, but Toby Green can do that anyway. Up the ground,
you can't carry
marks.
Stevie J because he's not going to tackle.
He won't
catch up to anyone. I mean, Matt DeBoer's not a sensational footy player, but you know
he's. He's the pressure player. Him and Green are the pressure players.
You know
there.
He's going to be able to keep up a little more.
Josh Kelly's not the pressure player there. Rory Lobb, Cameron Patton, not pressure
it's
players.
Green and DeBoer.
Yeah, and that's the job. You had to balance your side out. How they've balanced their side out.
And as I said, Matt DeBoer's not a tremendous footballer. You know exactly what he's going to give you, and you need that trust factor.
I still think Josh Kelly will start on the ball rather than half forward, but anyway. But
yeah, well, they've named Caniglia and Hopper and Ward in the middle, and they've got
Shields on the bench,
which surely you don't have to start him on the bench. That's just silly.
But, you know, that's what happens when you've got so much talent going through your midfield. But the thing is, they're all genuine good. You know, there's two All-Australian players there. One sitting on the bench and one playing half forward, and they got named in the midfield and stuff. So, you know, I guess Josh Kelly got named on it.
Also, why is Paul Seisman playing?
I don't know. You've already got one.
You've got D-Mac. He's the same footballer.
I really don't know.
I think it's going to hurt the Crows. I really do.
I would much rather have Malira in there than Seedsman, and I would much rather not have Malira in there at the moment. But I've seen Paul Seedsman play two games for the Crows, and I have not enjoyed it.
It's too many.
I've really have.
And he's on good coin. He's on 400k.
Is he?
Yeah. Like him and D-Mac are on 450. So they're enjoying it.
No wonder we can't sign Lever, because there's other players who are playing SANFL footy that are taking up our money.
They got a lot of money in SANFL. A lot of money.
A lot of money running around in the sample, and they didn't even make finals in the sample.
Well, doesn't that say a lot then?
That says a lot.
I mean, there's some interesting matchups. I'm really looking forward to if Rory Laird does go to Toby Green. That's going to be a cracking matchup. I mean, if Rory Laird, I'm not going to say he doesn't like to defend, but it's not his first choice, and Toby Green's pretty smart. So
saying that, he did a cracking job on who's the little fella pest from Sydney?
Papley.
He actually, other than I reckon one kick Papley got, which was the winning goal. But as we know, I had this argument with my father yesterday.
Flaming
umpires for the Crows losing that Sydney game
It was like watching an episode of Jerry Springer.
Oh my God! Do you not blame the umpires for the Crows losing that Sydney game? Blame your own kicking.
And don't mistake me saying Roy Led doesn't like to defend or he's not good at it. He is good at it, but he likes to.
he's an attacking defender, not a defender. Yeah. 100%.
So it's going to be really interesting to see how them two go, because they're not backwards and going forward.
Do you know what I reckon is going to be the key here? Whoever is more efficient in their inside 50s. I think both teams are going to get a lot of inside 50s.
It's going to be a cracking game.
I really do. And it's whoever's going to be more efficient. The Crows are 9-1, I think, on the ledger against GWS.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. The only time GWS have bet the Crows is up there, and it was by, 24 points or 16, and that was 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, basically. So, other than that, the Crows have an average winning margin at Adelaide Oval of 48 points. Now, is Rory Sloan worth 48 points?
No.
No, but on the flip side, could possibly be, because
could be the mental factor too.
Exactly right. So I'm not saying that, you know, the Crows are going to come out and win by 48 points, and if Rory Sloan played, that they were going to win by 48 points. That's just the facts on how the Crows and Giants match up.
Are you expecting any soft or hard tags by any team?
I'm expecting a soft tag from say a Riley Knight on a Josh Kelly, because I think Josh Kelly is going to be their more sort of person, and I'm sort of expecting Rory Atkinson's, because I've named him on the wetting and they've named Brody Smith on the wing, I reckon Rory Atkinson will actually go to Scully. Now, I'm not saying...
I was going to say maybe Scully goes to Brody Smith.
Or some... But, you know, yeah, Scully... There might be some mix and match. There might be some mix and match, because I know that they're going to...
Because Scully is better when he's running with someone, because he doesn't...
And sides are really trying to nullify Brody Smith's...
That's what I'm thinking. And Lachie Whitfield isn't a run-with player.
No, Lachie Whitfield isn't any sort of player that involves also, being anywhere near another footballer.
Do you reckon something like... In their Giants forward line, maybe a Luke Brown will go to Green and then they'll send De Boer to Laird?
It could be like that. I don't reckon... I still think... I'm going to be honest here. I still think sides don't really care if Rory Laird racks up 35 possessions.
See, I don't. I don't care if he racks up 35 either.
Like, do you know what I mean? I really don't think they care. Yeah, he sort of goes at what apparently they call 84% efficiency. I want to get that checked or whatever, because half the time I see him just...
Sideways.
Yeah, or kicking long to a 50-50 and it gets spoiled and it goes out of bounds. Apparently that's effective... in the AFL system, because it's not a turnover, right. So it's an effective disposal. So a turnover is only an ineffective disposal or whatever. So
usually the turnovers come from the better players, because they're the ones that try the riskier kick. So it's an interesting stat.
It's an interesting stat, isn't it? Sometimes, like when you look at, you know, the stat on, and I'll just say this because we're about to go to that game next, is like the Dangerfield Martin. You know, they only go at 64% and 69% efficiency. But they take the game on that much, and they kick that many goals, that, yeah, they're going to turn the ball over, that say that three, yeah, and they legitimately turn the ball over, but then they also legitimately hit targets that open the game up 7 times out of 10.
Well, that's exactly right. They do turn it over, but they also hit the targets
that open the game up.
That 5% of AFL players can hit.
That's exactly right. So we'll talk about that next anyway. Let's go on to...
Who's your tip?
I'm still tipping the Crows purely because it's at Adelaide Oval. I know Sloan's out. I was going to tip the Crows by 4-5. I'm now going to tip them under 12 points. But I think they'll get the job done. And here's the only reason why I think they'll get the job done over the line. Giants don't know how to play in front of hostile crowds.
No, they don't.
Only reason.
They don't. I mean, look at the
They are now technically a better side on the ground, because you now have all your A-grade players. Like, I don't care who is to come into this Giants side. You're all there now at the final end.
They've got the majority of what they need.
They've got the majority of what they need.
There's no excuse.
The Crows are short their superstar, but you're playing in front of a hostile 52,000 screaming Crows fans.
It's going to be loud.
It is going to be loud.
If they reckon they've built atmosphere at Geelong or something... They're another thing coming, because it's going to be loud.
Only reason why I'm tipping the Crows. And if to be honest, you know, if they came here and played Port, you know, I don't like Port, I'd be saying the same thing. They don't play well in front of hostile crowds. Only reason why I'm tipping the Crows.
Yeah, I'm tipping the Giants just, but, I mean, that's just based on a hunch. I mean, I would not be surprised if Adelaide win at all.
Yeah. We've done the whole, even like looking at the, you know, we've looked at the sports bet, not saying that gambling is on, but you know, this is the first time I think we can really sit here and say, if all the four underdogs won, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, all the four that aren't favourites for this game, I would not be surprised if they won. And if all four favourites won, I would not be surprised. I'm not sitting here going, holy shit, like, I've really, you know, yeah.
It's the kind of year it's been, so... I mean,
that's it, and that's. I think that's the other thing, it's the kind of year it's been, so...
But I'm saying that all the favourites could win as well. I mean,
that's what I'm saying, if all the favourites could comfortably win too, and...
There's some value there if you want to have a partner.
Bloody oath, there is. All right, next game, the Geelong Cats versus the Richmond Tigers. Your beauty, Friday night, 7:50, Adelaide Eastern Standard Time, 7:20 here in Adelaide. I'm really looking forward to this. I know I'm a Crow supporter, GWS, but I still think, to me, this game for the AFL is the number one game.
This is the one.
And
Friday night, MCG finals footy.
98,000 tickets sold.
It's going to be huge. If you're not watching it, then you've got something wrong with it.
You're not an AFL person if you're not watching this, are you?
Cancel the plans of the missus. Cancel the plans of the kids. Stop playing PlayStation and watch this game.
Richmond win. They play in a prelim. It's that, like, I know that sounds stupid, and of course they do. They're top. But you don't get that for Richmond.
The winner of this game has a massive chance of getting to the grand final. I mean, that's it sounds easy to say that, and obviously the winner goes to a prelim, but the other side of the draw, potentially, if you lose this game, isn't pretty.
The other side of the draw is harder, but here's the thing, though. I guarantee you that Richmond or Geelong would much rather play the Giants than the Crows come prelim final.
Yes, yes.
Like, if it was to go that way, like, for example, the Crows lost tonight to the Giants, go and beat, say, Port or West Coast next week, they would be playing that draw, which means you're playing Geelong or Richmond in a prelim. I guarantee you that both sides would much rather be playing the Giants. Both sides have belted the Giants this year, have the wood on the Giants, and would beat them up at the G.
Well, I said, do the Giants want to go to a 7-plus thousand MCG prelim final?
So it's their chance.
I don't think they
do. They have to beat the Crows so they can get a home prelim. And if they get the home prelim, they're playing Granny Day. And anything can happen Granny Day. Doesn't matter what happens. I don't care who you are.
Someone's out straight sets this year.
Someone is out straight sets this year. Yeah, I agree.
The only team I can say is not going to be out in straight sets is the Crows.
Yeah, I seriously don't think the Crows are out in straight sets.
But I can make a case for the other three.
100%.
Because if Richmond lose the first one, they're going to be wobbly as wobbly.
They're going to be wobbly as wobbly, and more than likely, I think they're playing Sydney.
Still,
I think Essendon, if Essendon beats Sydney, I see Essendon beating Richmond.
Do you think... I know earlier in the week I said Sydney are almost a guaranteed thing, but the more I look at it, Essendon almost the only team I... could pick against Sydney out of all these teams.
There's three teams I would consider picking against Sydney. Crows, GWS and Essendon. Crows, just purely if it was at Adelaide Oval.
Yep.
Only reason why. In Sydney, I'm on Sydney, but that won't happen because Adelaide are above them.
Yep.
GWS because, well, it happened last year, didn't it? Or the year before, where we all thought Sydney were going to beat GWS. GWS came out and belted them away in that first final. So it must have been last year.
Essendon's just it's a tough matchup.
And Essendon, they just match up well on them.
They do, and they're... If you were to pick apart Sydney, it would be...
Pace.
Foot speed. And what do Essendon have? They have an abundance of foot speed. But I still think Sydney will be able to control the inside footy enough to not let the outside... get to them.
Well, we saw that in that final 4 minutes when Essendon thought they had that one and they just went bam, bam, bam. Didn't need foot speed, just had inside control, clean possession, goal.
That's all you need at the SCG. Like, yeah,
it's clean possession.
Foot speed can be dangerous in a small space, but so it can't be if Sydney getting the ball first.
That's it. You got to have the pill to be effective.
So it's interesting that Sydney's weakness is speed. Essendon's weakness is inside, which is Sydney's strength, so it's going
to
be interesting.
Anyway, let's get back to Geelong-Richmond. There is a massive in for Richmond. We're not going to know the whole side, like I said, but Caddy is in. Hardwick has declared he is in, he's fit, and he will be picked.
Well, excellent. he's average. I mean, congratulations to you, but you're not very good.
It's his third club.
With or without him, I don't think it's
going to... I don't think it makes a massive difference. It's more of a story on who's missing out, because Richmond have been playing great footy without him. So it's more of a story as who's going to miss out for him more than he's in. We talked about this game, though, round 21, you know, not too long ago. Both sides had their chances to win. Geelong got up over them down at Skilled. I think the MCG will suit Richmond more than playing down at Skilled, only based on, you know... diameter. It's not based on anything else.
Plus, it's not going to be, you know, what is it, 30,000 to 40,000 Geelong fans. It's going to be more even. It's going to be 45-50 split kind of thing.
But there's going to be more Richmond fans there than Geelong.
I mean. It's not going to be as, like, it'll be daunting in a different way. It won't be intimidating as in you've got 40,000 Geelong fans yelling at you and that's it.
But I also think just like that.
And I think the Tigers are a
When I watch Richmond play. Most of the times I've watched them, they like to use flank. They almost play like a Christmas tree. So they almost go wide in, then they look to go 45 to half forward, come back in, goal. So if they're down back, they try and go 45 to the flanks. They try and come directly back in, then they try and go 45 again, come directly back in, almost like a, you know, you're building a drawing up a Christmas tree.
The key to Richmond is there, and what cost them against Geelong was the where they enter the 50, because
yes,
they're dangerous when the ball's on the ground because they've got the quickest small forwards in the game. They've got 3, 4, 5 of them.
Yeah.
But if they're in, if they're entering and it's getting picked off by a mark or a spoil out of bounds, it nullifies.
But also, the width of that MCG 50 is completely different to how Simmons Stadium is.
It allows them to spread out.
It allows them
to... There's more grass.
There's more grass. And that's what I'm saying. Like, so their inside 50s at the G...
Their quality of inside 50 is crucial.
...is going to be totally different.
And the G suits that, as you said. I mean, they like angles. They like...
Yeah.
They like space. And Geelong are a pretty slow back line. So it's going to be interesting. Like... It's the veterans versus the rookies in that aspect.
All right, so they were the two qualifying finals. So that was 1 versus
who's,
4, 2 versus
your,
3.
Who's your tip for the Geelong and Richmond?
I'm actually going to go Richmond.
Yeah, I'm going the Tigers.
16 points.
Yeah, it's not going to be a blowout, I don't think. Yeah... Within the three to five goal mark.
16 points. And I'm only saying that because I want them to win.
I want the Richmond.
The Richmond. The English is good. I'm wanting the Richmond to win.
We want the Richmond to beat the Geelong.
We really do. Like, there's no arguments with us on that. I would really love to see it. The thing that I would really love to see is, and I would love to see two sides that haven't been in a grand final in the last 10 years play.
As good as the Sydney Geelong grand finals are and all that stuff, I mean, it gets boring.
Yeah, but it's not just that. It's good to see some sides who've struggled for years. And I'm not talking about the Crows, because as far as I'm concerned, they've had their chances to play in finals and they haven't. You know, it'd be good for the Giants. But like,
I think everyone's going for Richmond that don't have a horse in the race,
and any other side that, even if your side in the top 8, I think everyone's barracking for Richmond outside of your side.
Yeah.
So the Tigers.
Yeah, well, I'm going Tigers.
All right, now let's go to the first elimination final, which is Sunday afternoon, 4:20 Eastern Standard Time at the SCG.
Saturday, there's no Sunday yet.
Oh, sorry, Saturday, my bad. Saturday, 4:20, you'll be sitting there watching art, waiting for it to come on, and I won't be there. They played the day before. Results are already in, you're just watching the replay.
You'll get bloody postcards on South Aussie with Cozzy.
Oh, well, it's better than getting your Melbourne tickets on how to get finals tickets, so...
Look, mate, it's been 3 weeks.
It's going to go on all through this summer.
Oh,
anyway, Sydney Swans Saturday versus the Essendon Demons. There we go.
There's been a merger, folks.
They've changed it. Versus the Bombers. This is going to be a cracking game. An absolute rip-snorter, I reckon. I'm more hoping it's going to be a rip-snorter than actually thinking it's going to be. I really hope Essendon do step up and play some great footy. But...
Sydney could easily pump them by 10.
I want to be honest here. I can't see them getting within 7 or 8 goals. And I think Sydney are going to belt them. I hope it doesn't happen. And I hope it's a cracking game. But...
I don't want to sound obvious, but I really think the first quarter in this game is crucial. Because if Essendon get... If they're 4 or 5 goals down at quarter time, it's done.
100%. They're not coming... They're not a side good enough to come back.
No. Other way around, Sydney is still a chance.
Yeah, 100%. But Sydney are always...
Essendon need to jump them.
Clearly, Sydney are always in the game.
That's what I mean. If you're Essendon, you need to jump them.
Yeah, you need
otherwise,
to jump them.
I don't think Sydney are going to let them. They'll just choke the life out of you.
Yeah, I just...
And I think I heard someone say last night on one of the footy programs, Sydney can beat you 4 or 5 ways. Essendon can only beat you 1 way. Is that 1 way great? Yes. But is it guaranteed to work all the time? No. And is it tested in finals? We don't know.
Is it exciting to watch? Yes.
Are we
praying that, you know, even Essendon can knock off Sydney? Yes. Reality? No.
No. You'd be brave... Brave for tip against Swans in a final at the SCG, but Essendon, I mean, Crownbet have them at $5, and I think that's a bit too rich.
I'll put it to you this way. Kennedy should have made All-Australian, and dirty that he didn't. Hanbury, Parker, Franklin, Papley.
Do you think Hurley goes to Buddy?
He has to. Who else do they have?
You're right, there's no one else to go on him, but I don't like that matchup for Essendon at all. Lance is, he's too quick. Hurley's not quick. Hurley will bully him, but if Lance starts running around and getting his on early, it's over.
Yeah, I just think that...
But the small ground will suit Hurley a bit more.
100%, because he doesn't have to run so much. There's not as much quick speed. He can rely on the other boys to be quick.
Though, if Buddy decides it's his time, there's no one that can stop him.
Well, that's it. If Buddy decides to rock up...
Ask Liam Jones.
Yeah. Was up until then the best defender in the year and then just got pantsed.
Yep, he's going back to the forward line next year.
He doesn't ever want to play on Buddy, ever. He's called it quits on Buddy.
Yeah, he sent Cale Hooker forward, so Liam Jones got to go back forward as well. Buddy's ruined him.
You know, but, you know, speaking, obviously, you were here when speaking to me old man yesterday.
He likes the Hurley matchup, though, doesn't he?
He really likes the Hurley matchup. But, you know, he's also got Sydney have been up for so long, their bubble's got to burst.
I said that. I said that against Melbourne.
But they only look like getting better every week.
That's what I mean. Like,
and like he was sitting there saying, you know, when the Crows came on, they only played 5 minutes of good footy and they won the game. Scary.
And what does that tell you? If they play 90 minutes of footy.
Well, technically they played 40 minutes of footy because they pantsed the Crows in the first quarter.
Imagine four quarters of that.
They pantsed the Crows in the first quarter. And the thing is, they were able to hold off the Crows at the end. Umpire decision, no umpire decisions. Crows played great three quarters of footy. Sydney played really a quarter of footy of great footy. Other than that, Sydney won. That's what Sydney do.
They can beat you in Newry. I think they're
always... They jumped the great side. Sydney. They allowed a great side to get back into the game. And then they went, do you know what? We'll just choke you.
That's back to what I was saying about Essendon having to jump Sydney if they have any chance. The problem is, Sydney are the ones that jump the other team. They're the ones that start well.
They have been jumped a few times. Like Hawthorn have bet Sydney both times because Hawthorn have jumped Sydney, just so everyone's clear. You know, and then Sydney actually got back in front both games.
Essendon at $5 is a decent sneaky bet if you want to...
Well, don't get me wrong. Is it a sneaky bet? Yes. Could Essendon beat Sydney? Yes. If Essendon beat Sydney, would I be shocked? No. But in reality, if I want to look at it on what face value is... Sydney got away with one. All right, we're talking about this Sydney-Essendon game earlier this year. Sydney, 11 goals, 20. Buddy Franklin kicked 0 goals, 6, and 2 out of bounds on the full. So he had 8 shots on goal.
Well, that's exactly right.
Buddy Franklin kicked straight. Sydney win that game by 5 goals. Don't even have to worry about...
Sydney kicked straight, and then that game's dead.
But Buddy kicked straight, 0-6. Yeah, so it's 11-20 to 12-13. So you want to sit here and say, yes, should have Essendon won, shouldn't
this have... 0-6 with 2 out before. So is that 8 scoring?
Is that 8 shots on goal?
On the All-Australian centre-half back.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? If Buddy's in the mood, the game's done.
But do you know what I mean? Like, we're sitting here talking... Like, in reality, you want to break it down. Sydney should win by 8 to 10 goal, and that's the truth.
They are an 8. On form, on everything we've discussed, they are... 8-10 goal better side.
Yeah, 100%.
But
it's finals.
There's always a surprise.
But it's finals.
So you just don't know.
Sydney win though. They're playing prelim because they're beating Geelong or Richmond. I don't care what anyone says. They're playing prelim footy.
Yep.
That simple. Whoever loses out of Geelong or Richmond, see you later, straight sets. You do not want to be playing Sydney. No. And the loser knows that already.
Especially...
That's why I reckon that game will be a cracker because they know what's on the line.
I don't think Geelong or Richmond want to play Sydney.
No.
So there's...
That's what I'm saying. They know what's on the line because they don't want to be playing Sydney in the next final because that's scary and you're out in straight sets.
Yeah.
All right. My obviously tip, Sydney, I'm literally going 8 to 10 goal. I don't think they'll... I seriously think there will be the biggest margin of the weekend.
Yeah, I'm going...
Actually, I reckon it'll be the biggest margin of the weekend.
Swans won 5 or 6 goals, I think.
Yep. All right, let's move on to the second elimination final. Back here in Adelaide, 7:20. Adelaide Central Standard Time. 7:50 over on the East Coast. It's 5th versus 8th. It's the Power versus West Coast. It's the flat track bullies versus the flat track bullies.
Well,
on this, surely you have to go West Coast because Port haven't better top 8 side. I'm not going to.
I'm not
going
to lie. This is probably the only game I'm not going to really...
I'll put it to you this way. I won't be watching it because I'll be celebrating a grand final win. So I don't care what happens in this game. I'll be celebrating a granny win.
This game doesn't excite me. I'm not... It is finals footy and finals footy is great, but... I don't...
Well, this is how much it excites the Power fans too. There's still tickets for sale.
That's what I mean. Like, West...
Every other game is sold out, tickets still for sale.
I mean, it could shock us and be the best game of the lot, but...
How?
I don't know, it's a 0-0 draw and they get extra time.
I think Port are going to win this and could be by the biggest margin of the weekend.
It could be really over. It could be similar to the old Trent Cotchin picking against the wind a few years ago over here.
Port are going to come out and kick 7-1 in the first quarter.
They put it this way, if Port lose...
And Robbie Gray is going to have a purler, and then Kennedy's going to somehow manage to kick some goals to get it back, and then they'll just blow it out at the end. But seriously, that's the only way West Coast get close to this is Kennedy kicking 6+. He doesn't kick 6+, they don't get within 6 goals. He kicks 6+, they're at least within 6.
Yeah, he's always going to kick you a 3 or 4. But
well, he kicked none against the Crows.
He's going to need to kick a...
That cost him the Coleman.
He's going to need to kick a bag.
Yeah. Well, actually, missing 17 games this year probably cost him the Coleman.
I don't see the Eagles winning at all. I don't buy into the fact that, you know, that, yes, the Eagles play well over here, and I don't know, they might play well against Port, but I think the Eagles are done. Yeah, they beat the Crows, but the Crows had half the
If we want to talk about it, the West Coast, every time it's been at Adelaide Oval, West Coast have won in the last 6 attempts.
Against Port?
Yep, every time it's been at Adelaide Oval, West Coast have won, and every time it's been at Domain Stadium, Port have won.
That's really weird.
That is really weird, but I'm still tipping Port.
Yeah.
I'm tipping Port for the first time against the top 8 side, and I'm tipping Port against the odds, but I seriously think they're a better side and they will win.
If I could tip a draw, I would.
They'll win. Also, that game where Port lost to West Coast here by 10 points earlier this year, Port had 7 more scoring shots and lost by 10 points.
Yeah, right. I'm still tipping Port.
I'm still tipping Port.
I just don't rate the Eagles. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
They got more holes than the...
Than Swiss cheese?
Second-hand dartboard.
That's more than Swiss cheese, too. Wow. Anyway, I reckon, yeah, the Power, I'll be more legit. I reckon the Power by about 33 points. 3-3, that's my number.
I think a similar margin to the Sydney game.
Yeah, I still think, yeah, the Sydney game will probably be a little bit more than this one. But, yeah, I can see it being a comfortable win to the Power. The two tight games are the qualifying games, and they're probably the two more of the blowouts, so the eliminators. Yeah. Normally what happens to come finals.
Yep.
Do expect a shock, though. In one of the games, expect a shock. Either a blowout in one of the first two games, either way, is going to be a shock. Or Essendon or West Coast winning.
All right, let's go. Let's finish off with one X factor in each game. So one player you think will be almost the difference. It doesn't have to be, you know, the typical, what, Eddie Betts or...
No, I seriously think for the Crows to win... Crouch Brothers and Douglas, I think, will be all fine in the middle. I really do. Tex Walker needs to have a game on. Like, I mean it. He needs to actually stand up and go, I'm the captain of this footy side. I'm going to lead us to a prelim. And to be honest, he is the one, and the only person who needs to stand up for the Crows to be playing in a prelim. If he hasn't a crap game, I can't see the Crows winning.
I'm going, since I picked the Giants, I'm going, it's an obvious choice, Toby Green. I think he's built for September. I dare the fans to boo him. I just dare. Because he will love it.
I don't know why you're booing him, but oh well. Alright, so Geelong Richmond. I'm going to go for a person... Like, obviously, Dusty's going to have a blinder.
So is Paddy.
I'm on Richmond, and I'm going to go with another forward and be the same. Riewoldt.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if he's on and he kicks straight, they're up and about, they win.
I'm going... what's that? Who's that dude? Dion Prestia.
Yeah.
I think he'll have a good game.
He
gets lost in the whole Cotchin Martin conversation and get, you know, flies under the radar.
Another one that needs, like, Cotchin Martin stand up with Prestia. They got a very good midfield, don't they?
They do. They do. And I think that's why Caddy's coming in to that second string, where he's good at. Yeah. It's just... Yeah.
All right, Essendon, Sydney. Mine's actually Luke Parker.
Great football.
I love Kennedy, and I reckon he'll probably even have 3-3 because he's built for September.
Yep.
Love September more than any other player almost going around. But Luke Parker, I reckon, just gets under the radar because you go to Hanbury, you go to Kennedy, and all of a sudden, here he is. Luke Parker's going to be the X factor because he's got a little bit of speed on that outside.
Yep.
Other than that, you know, Gary Rowan has 3 touches. He'll probably kick 3 goals.
Well, that's my choice.
Yeah.
Gary Rowan, he's he's one guy that can keep up with Essendon. His tackling pressure, he's actually a really good mark for his size too, so he'll be a tough matchup.
Just quickly on that, we did someone from the Crows and Giants because we'd gone different tips. For Geelong to win quickly in that game, the X factor for them... Harry Taylor.
Oh, old hand.
I'm going some tools because I really think that it's going to be a tool that really does something.
See, I almost was going to go John O'Patton, but I think Taylor
is too good for him. All right, for Essendon, it's Hurley. If Hurley does the job on Franklin, they're a massive game on. Because Danaher and Matt will still get their shots on goal. Hurley does his job on Franklin, it's game on.
Yeah, I'm going... Dyson Heppel is going to need to have a cracker because he's one of the only like pure inside kind of guys. Yeah. I mean, he's going to have his hands full.
Power, well, it's the one and only. You can only get it on Paddy Ryder. All Australian Paddy Ryder.
I don't really care, but I'm going Robbie Gray.
I didn't want to go Robbie Gray. So Paddy Ryder and
Wingard, you know, though, one of those kind of
creatures. And for West Coast, it has to be Kennedy. Kennedy needs to bite. But that one's simple.
Shannon Hurd is having shots from kicking out or something.
Yeah, with the breeze, whatever. But there you go, guys. Thank you very much. Have an awesome weekend. Enjoy the footy. It's finals footy. If you're not up to anything and you're in Adelaide, come down to Edwardstown Oval, 2:30 p.m. Saturday. It's 15 bucks to get in. We are going to run amok. Please come down and watch us and then come celebrate with us at the Saracens. It is going to be a great weekend.
It's a shameless plug.
Crows get up tonight. Richmond get up tomorrow night. Sydney and the Pulteney get up Saturday afternoon and the Power Saturday night. Everyone's happy. Get on it. Make sure we're there. Pay attention. Listen up. Until then, have a good weekend, guys.